Hey mamas, and welcome to the Entering Motherhood podcast. This is your one-stop, go-to place for getting you from feeling drained, exhausted, and unfulfilled in motherhood to feeling more energized, organized, and accomplished. That's the vision I continue to navigate towards, and that's the vision we are sharing with you, focusing on holistic alternatives and restructuring your mind, body, and soul from the inside out. I'm your host, Sarah Marie Bilger, a wife, mom of two, mechanical engineer, VBAC mom, and doula, serving mamas through pregnancy, birth, and postpartum. If you're here for this, if you're as pumped up as I am and searching for that fire that you know is deep inside of you, then let's go. Let's uncover what it truly means to enter motherhood. You are a rock star. I believe in you. Let's doula this. Let's crank it up a notch and let's kick it into high gear together. Hey mamas, how are you? I am super excited to be talking with you this week. I am actually in a hotel room in Nashville right now, which is super exciting because I am here for a mom podcasting conference. I have been waiting for this and looking forward to this so much. And if you're listening to this today on Monday, April 15th, it is actually the day of the conference. If you're listening to it afterwards, then I probably have shared something related to it, or you have heard about it or heard me talk about it again. So the day has actually come, but this is Sunday, the night before, and I thought it would be really cool to sit here and record this episode on the road. I actually packed my mic and I have everything all set up, and I'm super excited to share this episode. And I am going to be talking about finding ways to capture your pregnancy and your baby's first days through photography, and what that can look like and what your different options are, and just my personal experience and things that I'm doing for my clients now, and what I'm learning and what I find really useful, and what is just some good ways to be able to capture these moments, and what you can be looking for to find a photographer that fits your needs and is right for what you're looking for. So I have a few questions that you all were asking about photography specifically, and I'm just going to answer a few in this episode. So the first question was, how can I find the right photographer for maternity and newborn? And I think the best way of doing this is looking at their gallery, seeing if the images that they previously have taken are what you're looking for. I think that is literally the best way of finding out if that photographer is going to fit your needs. If they are mostly an event photographer or mostly a wedding photographer, maybe they don't have the best experience for maternity or newborn. Maybe they're your friend and they have experience with really creative photography, but you want that nice, clear, crisp, wispy, airy photo that is just clear and your own style and preference. And so I think the best way of finding out who the right photographer for you is to find somebody that specializes in that type of photography and then see if their style matches yours. And that can just be done simply by looking through sample photos or their gallery or something like that. And if they're just starting out, maybe they can give you a few sample photos and you can get an idea of what it would look like for them to do photography for you. So I would definitely start there. Question number two was, are there some creative ideas for maternity photos? And honestly, it's some maternity photos I think are just getting crazy, but they're beautiful, and there's all these really flowy dresses and different things going on for you? You know, I think, again, what are you comfortable with? What do you want to look back on and see? There are some that you're in a tub and you're surrounded by flowers. There are some that you're up on a mountain. And there are some that you're just in your home and maybe they're black and white or super colorful, or you're in a specific outfit. But again, I think it's really just finding something that's true to you and that you're gonna want to look back on and remember this time. And maybe it can also be, maybe a fun creative way would be you're doing a belly mold or mask. I'm not really sure what that's called, but you're either getting, you know, a mold of your belly or a cast done. And maybe you get that documented and that photograph. So not only do you have the mold when you're done to see, but you actually have pictures of that being done. Or maybe, you know, for your baby shower or a blessing or something is going on, you're getting henna on your belly, or you're doing a belly painting or something like that. And that would be a really fun creative way of documenting that moment and having maternity pictures done. The sky's the limit, and you really can get super creative with a bunch of different ways to get really awesome maternity photos. So question number three was, are there any specific poses or techniques that work best for showcasing the baby bump? I think obviously the side turn is going to be the best. Some people, you can't even tell that they're pregnant from the back straight forward. Other people, you know, depending on what you're wearing from the front and the camera angle, it's not the best to showcase your bump. So again, like finding a photographer that's aware of those angles and poses and different techniques to get the best optimal look of your bump would definitely be helpful. But I think the use of your hands, maybe doing like the heart on your belly, or having one hand underneath your belly, one hand on top, or if you're doing it with your partner, having them hold your belly in a certain way or kiss your belly. If you have older children, then bringing them into it and having them hold your belly or kiss your belly. I think that is really great. And those photos turn out really well. And they really kind of showcase the love that your family has for your bump as well. And you can get full family shots. So I think that's something to really consider and look for. The next question was, what are key moments to capture during a birth photography session? And so when I want to talk about birth photography, I first want to mention this mock birth photo shoot that we did here. I actually have been wanting to do photography for a while and introduce this for my clients and really bring this into what I'm doing already with birth and postpartum support. And so I signed up for this mock birth photography session, and we went to a home. They rented it out as an Airbnb, and we had a birth pool and real pregnant people and real doulas and real midwives, and we all got together, and there were, I think, 12 or 14 photographers, and Angelique is who organized a lot of it and most of it. She kind of led it. She also did a little session where she taught us some stuff about photography and gave us some pointers on how to get the most of your sessions and how to work with low lighting and everything like that. So that was amazing, and I feel like she's going to do it again. And if she does, I am definitely going to all of them. So she's local here in South Carolina, or should I say there, because I'm in Nashville right now. But she's local to Greenville, South Carolina, and I know that she wants to be doing those again. But the key moments that I feel should really be captured for birth photography is definitely partner interaction, definitely kind of whatever moment it is when your photographer gets there, if it's still early labor, I feel like that's great too. Kind of getting those swaying, dancing, rocking photos. I think adding in different pieces that you're using, whether it be a birth ball or any kind of support that you're utilizing, to really remember what you were doing in those moments, and making sure that it's kind of been discussed what you maybe want seen or not seen, and what you would like done. Some people want the photos of baby crowning and the head coming out, and I love the little squishy faces that they make when they are coming out. So those are always one of my favorite photos to see. I definitely think the moment that the birth happened, the first time that you hold your baby, the cord cutting, and even your placenta and having that captured, I think that all kind of ties into birth photography and the different moment that can be captured for birth. So I think kind of getting a mix of all the different things that you might not necessarily remember, even the little, if you have affirmation cards or focal points or whatever it might be in the room or in the hospital, you know, get the twinkle lights in there, get all the little moments between you and your partner that is happening. And I think it all just really, you know, tells a story and really makes it so that you can remember by looking at the pictures kind of what was happening, and you can hold on to those. Okay, so the next question was, how can I ensure my birth photographer respects my privacy and comfort during labor? And so I think, again, this is a discussion that you need to have. If you're hiring a birth photographer, they probably are going to do sessions with you beforehand to talk and chat and get an idea of what you're looking for. What moments do you want captured? Where do you want them to be when you're pushing baby out? Where do you want them to be, you know, when baby's first there? And really understanding, you know, there might be a flash, there might be clicky noises, there might be some things going on that you might not be comfortable with. So having kind of those boundaries set and those discussions had beforehand are going to be super helpful to make that privacy and comfort levels during labor so much better. Because when you're actually in labor, you're not going to be able to discuss those things necessarily, or you're not going to be able to vocalize what is kind of too far or too much. And I think just having the conversation beforehand is super helpful. Okay, the next question was, how can I prepare my home for a newborn photo shoot? So again, some photographers do in-home newborn photo shoots. This is something that I want to be able to provide for families and have them capture those newborn moments, maybe right after a home birth, or even if you're still in the hospital and you want photos there. But I think, honestly, just figuring out what you want them dressed in and if you want to coordinate with them. There's a lot of robes and swaddle blankets that match, or little hats and bows and things like that. Do you want the whole family in the photos? Do you want everybody matching? Do you want it just kind of coordinate it? Some photographers will have suggestions on outfits that go well together, or different colors that really photograph well. And really just looking on Instagram, looking on Pinterest, finding example photos of what you're looking for, and then finding a photographer that can match that and really emulate that and copy that is going to be great, because then you're going to be getting the photos that you want. And so maybe for preparing for them at home, making sure that you pick a room that has a lot of natural light, or you're, you know, scheduling it during a time of day that there is more opportunity for light to come into the photos. Again, you know, maybe clearing out a nice space, sometimes even just on your bed with nice, fresh, neutral color linens look really great, and they can get some really great shots that way. Or
having them in their bassinet or their crib and just being around their crib or holding them next to their crib. Those can be really cute photos as well. So really kind of just planning out what your vision is, what you're thinking, and how you can replicate that. And then the last photo we had was, how soon after birth should I schedule a newborn photo shoot? And honestly, I'd say you should be scheduling your newborn photo shoot before birth even takes place. You should, you know, be finding a photographer and getting connected with somebody and making them aware that you want a newborn photo shoot. And most of us are going to offer what's called a fresh 48, or, you know, that's typically means the first 48 hours after you birth your baby is when that photographer is going to make time to come over and photograph you and your baby, or just your baby, or whatever is predetermined. And so that should be something that's scheduled beforehand, because you don't want to miss those precious little moments. They only stay that little for so long. They grow so rapidly. Even the first month, they're already getting so much bigger than they are when they're first born. So being able to capture those little tiny toes and the cute little faces that they're making in those first few days can make all the difference of capturing newborn photos. If you're fine with having photos that they're more, you know, a month old, 3 months old, 6 months old, then maybe wait until after they're born and then schedule something. But if you want those fresh 48 newborn photos that a lot of people are doing right now, then you should be looking while you're still pregnant to find a photographer in your area that is going to be able to accommodate you during that time. So I hope this answered a lot of your questions. If you have any more questions, feel free to reach out to me on Instagram, or feel free to follow the show notes and find other ways to connect with me. You can email me, you can message me on the website. Honestly, I love talking about all this stuff. I'm now offering photography with my services. And so you can book me for maternity photos, you can book me for birth photography or newborn sessions. And I'm super excited about this. Right now, it's discounted rates because I'm just starting out and really starting to build my portfolio more. And I want to be able to do this more consistently. So if you are local to the Greenville area, please reach out. Or if you have any other questions and you are local or live anywhere else, then please reach out to me. And thank you so much for listening. And I'm super happy and thankful for you being here. See you later, mamas.
Thank you, mamas, so much for listening. Remember, you are a rock star. I believe in you. Let's doula this. Let's crank it up a notch and let's kick it into high gear together. Hit that subscribe button, share this episode with a friend, message me, email me, call me, beat me. You know how to reach me. We're doing this, mamas. I am so excited to catch you here next week. This is your one-stop go-to place for helping you find the resources you need to make the best choices for you and your family during pregnancy, birth, and most importantly, postpartum. See you later, mamas.